The Tennessee Volunteers moved to 6-0 on this basketball season with an impressive, stunning victory today over the 6th-ranked Texas Longhorns here in Austin, 95-78. Bob Kessling and Bert Bertelkamp back at the Irwin Center, joined by Tennessee head coach Bruce Pearl. Bruce, congratulations to you and your coaching staff and the players for what a great effort.
Thanks. Today. Hey, congratulations to all of us. I mean, don't you feel like it?
I feel like
I want to congratulate you and Bert, you know, and everybody that came along on the trip because it's a big win for all of us, in Tennessee. But you're right. Most importantly, the kids. Most importantly, those kids in the locker room who believed, you know, who came out and played really, really well in the first half and really, really smart in the second half.
You jumped on them today. 23-5 was the lead early, and you came out and hit big shots. You got in the passing lanes. You didn't let Texas have any kind of run or easy shots early, and that was a key.
No, it's the way you got to do it on the road sometimes, you know, and we made shots and got that lead. And then we've got a system that's very difficult to come from behind on. You know, we spread you out and we're patient and mix in enough backdoor stuff to keep you honest. And, you know, one of the keys was being poised enough to go 16 for 18 from the foul line in the second half. And Juwan Smith, who may have been the star of the game for us, was the only guy to miss free throws in the second half. Otherwise, we make them all.
You know, Coach, the assist-to-turnover ratio, people probably probably get tired of me saying it. But, I mean, you all have just done an amazing job. And I'd like to know, you all were deep into the second half, and you only had 2 turnovers.
Wow.
You had a few right there in that little stretch.
Yeah.
But you're 16-10 assist-to-turnover, and they're 10-22. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it is, Bert. And, again, you look at the pace of the game. It wasn't a fast-paced game. And I think you've got to scratch where it itches. You know, Hayden Fry always talked about that. Mm-hmm. You can't force tempo against a team like Texas who make them better. And so even though we're a pressing team, so we pressed the whole game, but we slowed them down instead of speeding them up. And the fact that they only took 52 shots, and in the first half, I think they only got like 19 shots or something like that in the first half. Every time they didn't shoot it, they couldn't rebound it.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a real key. They got 15 offensive rebounds on how many misses? I mean, because it was just a physical mismatch off the boards.
But, you know, the offensive rebounds, they certainly, you know, that was a strength of them. But when the ball got down low, you got them all.
Yeah.
You got all the loose balls. And Bradshaw, Juwan, I mean, everybody.
It's the kind of team you can root for, Bert. It is. It's a bunch of kids that are busting their butt and playing hard and stepping up and making some plays. I'll give our training staff and our strength training staff some credit because our kids are conditioned well. We've spent the whole spring and summer and fall in the weight room and working on our training. And I just thought the kids had good, strong legs today. Let's face it, guys. Tennessee wanted this one more than Texas. It's not an indictment against Texas. Texas is coming off of Duke and the Meadowlands and the whole thing. They come back for finals. They've got some games down the stretch that they're looking. They didn't have Tennessee circled on the schedule like we had Texas circled on the schedule. So we had all that going for us, but we did take advantage of it.
Tennessee takes Texas today here in Austin, 95-78 the final. Bob Kessling, Bert Bertelkamp, and Tennessee coach Bruce Pearl back here in the deserted the Irwin Center. They got out of here with about 10 minutes left to go in the game because your team, Bruce, just played so well today.
Well, they did. It was just, you know, it was kind of it was textbook in a lot of ways. And, you know, just everybody contributed. If you talked about, you know, congratulating everyone, I just, you look up and down the roster, you know, everybody played. I mean, how many guys played? We had 9 guys, and Jordan Howell gets 8 minutes, and that's almost 9 guys in double-digit minutes. So, you know, Ryan Childress has got to play. He gets a basket. He makes both free throws. He doesn't turn the ball over. He gets a couple rebounds.
Great backdoor assist.
He had a great backdoor assist to Stanley. And that, you know, it's wonderful that Ryan was a factor in this win. And, you know, and Andre, you know, Andre didn't have a very good game. Andre was in foul trouble, but he makes 3 shots. He's 3-for-3. He's 6-for-6 in the foul line. Everybody contributed, and that's just a wonderful feeling.
You know, CJ commented, and Bob and I felt the same way, the scout was outstanding.
Yep.
We felt like you knew on the defensive end what Texas was going to do. And you could see the look on their face was like, gosh, this is not good.
Well, we had 11 days to get ready. And, you know, Kim was every night, and even last night, I was in the room last night watching tape, watching, you know, the Duke game for the 4th time. And Dame Bradshaw come in and said, What coach? What are you doing? You've seen that. I said, it's Jewish guilt. I said, that's what it is. I've got to do this. We may pick up one more thing. Jason Shea had the scout. Jason is terrific. He's got a wonderful basketball mind. And my assistant coaches did a good job helping me tonight. They had several suggestions. You know, Tony Jones does a lot of the substitution. I mean, Tony is very, very involved in substitution, so I delegate a great deal to my assistants, and they did a nice job tonight.
Well, he deserves some props then, because it was a masterful job how you kept people fresh.
Yeah.
You know, and you got them in and you got them out, you got them in and you got them out, and they never wore down.
Well, and the other thing is on foul trouble, too. A lot of our substitution in the first half, we had about, five guys with two fouls.
Yeah.
Nobody got their third. And, and substituting offenses and defense, get the guys that were in foul trouble, put them in the game with two fouls, and as soon as you get a defensive opportunity, get them out of there. And as it turned out, my goodness, we needed all because, Major, and I'll say this, because we're hometown and we're local, Major did not get a good whistle tonight. I feel badly for him. Major played well. I mean, Major, look at Major's line. He's 4-for-6, 4-for-4 from the foul line. 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 steal. I mean, that's a good line. He didn't rebound. But Aldridge only had 3 offensive rebounds, and I promise you didn't have 1 against Major. Major kept a body on Aldridge, and Major scored some nice baskets. And, Major kind of belonged out there with him tonight, and I'm really happy for him.
You did a great job boxing out. I can think of several times when Dane and others had good boxes and they came over your back, picked up fouls.
Yep, they did. The officiating was good tonight. You had 3 Final Four guys mm-hmm. on the game tonight, and that made a big difference. And, officials are human in this sense. Even though we're playing on the road, they're recognizing how well our kids are playing. They're recognizing how hard they're playing. And so, therefore, a lot of times when you're getting loose balls, it can help you get a call on the road, and you usually don't get that. But this team deserved the fair opportunity to come in here and win.